You crazy. Ann Harris, Harris. Ann Harris, Harris. Miss Harris is a, let's see, 9/10/25 today, 11/10/75, 49-year-old woman, comes in today with being disgusted with herself. She's gained over 80 pounds since 2020. Her blood pressure is high. Her thyroid is underactive. She's tired all the time. She's forgetful. She's perimenopausal. She's having hot flashes. She's having difficulty with mentation. She's weak. She has lower extremity swelling. She has a doctor in the Woodlands, but it's too far. They want her to go too often, so she hasn't seen a doctor for some time. Social, she's been married 10 years, has one child biologic, one child adopted through her husband. Last period was 2 months ago. Her periods have been abnormal, having perimenopausal syndrome. She does drink 6 to 8 ounces of vodka every night to drown her sorrow. She's not. She doesn't think she's depressed. She's not suicidal. She's not having suicidal thoughts. She's in the shipping business. She's an assistant technician with the boss, and is very active under a lot of stress, period. Family history, hypertension, breast cancer in the aunt. Mammogram, oh, dad, she doesn't know much about her dad, but he's died. He's died since some time ago. Mammogram scheduled 10/1/2025. Colonoscopy, never, but we're going to change that, get her to do a Cologuard. Review of system, increased weight, 80 pounds, consistent with symptoms of sleep apnea, perimenopausal syndrome, blood pressure elevation, low thyroid, fatigue, weight loss, skin changes, oily skin, and a slew, S-L-E-U-G-H, of other issues and problems, allergen and drug allergy medication. She's not taking any medication now. Surgery, cholecystectomy, medical problems, as above, including thyroid problems. She was on thyroid medication at one time. She was told she had Hashimoto thyroiditis, but and she quit taking her Synthroid. Weight 250, up 80 pounds past few years, 98.1, 96, 18, 76, 154, over 104. Heart, positive one, positive S2 with no ectopics. Lungs, few bronchi, abdomen is soft, TMs are clear, skin shows no rash around mucosa with anlesion, logical non-focal, extreme issues of 1 plus, field edema. Assessment, hypertension. Let's get her started on something that has some diuretic and blood pressure medication with least side effect. In my mind, that's Irbesartan, 150/hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram. Once the number one, number two, lower extremity edema, number three. She does have right-sided heart, right-sided RVH, consistent with sleep apnea, number four. She wants to hold off on sleep apnea testing. Number five, she's very interested in GLP-1 agonist treatment. Number six, let's get the blood work and find out if she qualifies. Number seven, history of thyroid issues. Number eight, check thyroid, including TSH, for hypothyroidism. Number nine, fatty liver, mild per ultrasound. Number 10, must quit drinking alcohol or cut down on alcohol. Next number, we discussed this at length. Next number, she doesn't smoke, but she uses THC. We discussed this as well. Next number is Cologuard ordered. Next number is mammogram 10/1/2025. Next number, increase weight. Next number, not going to give her anything for thyroid till we get the results back. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length in the office before leaving the office. Next number, I also got estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and LH and FSH to see exactly where she's at in the process of perimenopausal issues. Thank you.